You're listening to the SansPants Network.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture news and the research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now boys, what do we think is going to happen in Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice? For real this time. Beetlejuice. It's a legacy sequel from visionary director Tim Burton.
Yes.
Reunite himself with Michael Keaton, otherwise known as Batman, or the guy from Multiplicity. Oh, no, it's happening. How good is Multiplicity? Anyway.
Multiplicity rocks, dude.
Hey, you're lucky. I haven't seen it.
Oh, we are.
Yeah.
So Beetlejuice, you're back. Everyone was like, when they first announced this years ago, even there was like, even before.
The script was written immediately. It was going to be called Beetlejuice Goes to Hawaii.
Yes.
It was like a joke sequel, but they actually did have a finished script for it.
Mm.
And it was, it was like a famous cancelled movie.
Yeah, it was one of the, absolutely.
Yeah, because Tim Burton has a couple of those. He also got Superman Lives or Dies or Fly By, whatever the fuck
it's
called.
Yeah, the Nick Cage one, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. It wasn't like a bit of an homage to this in the Demon Barber of whatever.
Oh, Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney Todd, where like there's this him and Sweeney Todd and Helen
Mrs.
Carter.
Pies.
Mrs. Pie.
Uh-huh.
What's her name?
Mrs. Yes. I don't know.
Miss Pie.
Mrs. Pie is as good as any answer, dude.
Where Barbara and Pie go down and they have this like little bit of a fantasy and it looks like it's,
Was that intended to be an homage to Beetlejuice in Hawaii?
Or people being like, I don't know what you're doing.
Very well could have been.
Anyway, it turns out Beetlejuice is back in 2024 and that motherfucker didn't go to fucking jack shit near Hawaii.
No, he's not in the beach. He sure did, maybe.
Beetlejuice is a fucking awesome movie.
Yeah.
A great
Beetlejuice
film.
Rocks. When I watched it when I was younger, I was like, this is bad. I don't like it. And everything else, Tim. But yeah, I don't know why I hated it. But I was like a teenager, and I was like, Tim Burton's other stuff, Nightmare Before Christmas, that's good. He fell
not
off.
Directed by Tim Burton.
Well, also,
so it turns out you're an idiot. Wrong.
I know. I wasn't claiming I was right. I was making fun of younger me. Nightmare Before Christmas
is way better. Tim Burton rocked then, and also fucking.
I wish I had a photo of like me as a kid, so I could do that meme where I'm like, when you make fun of me, this is who you're making fun of.
Yeah, I know what he looks like, and I would.
I just love the idea of you're wrong and you're an idiot.
Do you think people at normal jobs cop that kind of abuse? If I'm at the office and I'm like, hey man, you think about having a sushi for lunch? You're wrong and you're an idiot. This is normal. This is actually the job. but then on a rewatch, I was like, this is probably my favorite Tim Burton movie. It's so much fun. Mm-hmm. And
it's
Michael Keaton fucking rocks too. He's so funny.
It's about
nice fucking model.
Yeah, honk. Yeah, because the plot of Beetlejuice, if you forget, and we sort of like we remembered the start and the end.
We remember there was a song bit in it.
We were hazy on the middle, but basic. What are you doing, Jack? For anyone just literally,
his wheel fell off somehow.
For anyone listening to just the audio version of this podcast, if you head to YouTube and search for Baseless Speculation.
I'll fix it.
How did you have the wheels fall off
your
chair?
You're not going to fix it.
No, I will fix it.
You're not going to fix it. Okay.
Jax is going to try and fix the wheel while I explain the plot of Beetlejuice.
Yes.
A couple move into a house.
Uh-huh.
It's a big house, but there's only two of them.
Uh-huh.
Real estate agent's like, motherfuckers, you should sell that house. Get something smaller. They're like, we love this house. Then they drive off a bridge accidentally.
Yeah, they swerve to miss a dog.
Yeah, and then the dog watches them drown.
Yeah, probably thinking good dog thoughts, like, nice driving, idiot.
Yeah,
wolf. Or
meat.
We're going to fix it. You were right.
Thank you.
Yeah, welcome back. And then a new family moves in. Is the chair still very broken?
Of course, he's stressing me. Yes,
Are you going to fall out of the chair in the episode?
I'm trying to fix it.
You don't have to fix it.
You can't fix it. Stand.
Okay. Anyway, new family moves in.
You got to shove it. It's not. It's
the new family moves in. Jackson, shut up. Okay, everyone's trying to fix the chair now. No one cares about my beautiful recap.
You keep going. Come down here.
No.
Get down here with me, Simon.
Is it, yeah, you guys like did it.
Oh, wait. No, I did do it.
No.
A new family moves.
No, I did do it. I stomped the shit out of
you. Loosened it or
loosened
it.
A new family moves.
I had to wiggle it in. Go on.
A new family moves into the house.
Why is it Beetlejuice? Go on.
A new family moves. That's my catchphrase in the episode. A new family moves into the house. And when they move in, they're like, fuck yeah, this place rocks. But the old dead family are haunting it. Mm. And they're like, fuck, we miss when we just had our house to ourselves when we were alive. And then when we were dead, it was still okay.
Yeet.
But then they read the book for the recently deceased, I think.
Guidebook to the recently, or handbook or something?
Yeah.
Basically, like, we want to try and haunt you out. They're like, whatever. Actually, we love that you're here. They're like, no.
We might turn these ghosts into profit, baby.
Yeah, and then they're like, fuck. We need to hire a guy whom's is scum.
Yeah.
And then they say Beetlejuice.
Don't fucking say it, dude.
Dude, he's gonna
come. Are you fucking stupid?
Dude, he's gonna come here and then he's gonna try and
touch my ass.
He's gonna try. Yeah. Probably jerk all of us off or whatever.
Wow.
Yeah. is he threatening to? I don't know what. I'm stressed.
I keep thinking I have a little man who lives in a model town up in my attic.
Say my name 3 times, because if you don't come over there, I'm going to jerk you off.
What?
Beetlejuice. Yeah, okay.
Fabulous, dude.
Fabulous times to me.
This is awesome.
All right, I'm just going to. Okay.
Getting jerked off by Beetlejuice.
So Beetlejuice
nasty
comes.
Nasty hands.
Ah, yeah. You're so callous.
Yeah.
Beetlejuice comes.
Be gentle.
Fucks everything up. The new people that moved in have a kid who hates everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Winona Ryder. Then Beetlejuice is. Then the ghosts are going to lose the house completely from memory.
Somehow.
And
Winona, they just stop caring.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But with Winona Ryder is like, oh, fuck, to save the day. That's right. The bad guys get the secret book of the newly deceased or whatever.
Mm.
And they're about to win. And Winona Ryder's like, if you can help Beetlejuice is like, I'll help you, but you got to marry me.
And she's like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm like 15, but yeah, sure.
Whatever, dude. Then they come out, but then they defeat Beetlejuice by making a big worm eat him.
Yeah.
A worm from the desert around them or whatever.
Yeah, from
then
Arrakis.
Beetlejuice, yeah, exactly. And then Beetlejuice is in the sort of afterlife waiting room again. He gets his head shrunk. He gets a tiny head.
Yeah, and everyone's having a good... Yeah, because he tries to have sex with someone again.
Yeah, he squeezes someone's leg. That's what it is. Hey, possibly it's because there's that woman in the afterlife room who's been cut in half.
Yeah.
And her top torso is laying next to her, like her legs and waist and stuff. And Beetlejuice might squeeze her leg. And then the witch doctor on the other side is like, little, and his head goes, and becomes tiny.
And then he's real angry about it.
Because he also has a ticket that when he's next in line, and it's thousands, it's like, you know, 100,000 million, whatever. And the guy next to him has like 35, and he's like, I want to trade, which is good stuff. funny stuff.
Beetlejuice is a real motherfucker.
He's a real sack of shit. And I think that's awesome. Sacks of shit. There's not enough sacks of shit in movies these days.
Beetlejuice, what is he?
He's a dead guy. I believe he's just a guy who died.
Just a regular dead guy.
I'm pretty sure he's like a dead guy, but he's just a dead guy that's been dead quite a long time and has powers. I'm fairly sure.
Because it's
like he's not a demon or anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's kind of like, what does he want apart from marrying Winona Ryder?
And I also feel like marrying Winona Ryder is not just because he loves a teenager. Uh-huh. I think it's like if he marries Winona Ryder, he can live forever in the real world and won't be trapped in the model. I believe that's part of it. That it's not...
And someone like, trapped him in the model, maybe?
Beetlejuice is lecherous. He's a lascivious, disgusting slime ball. But I don't think in this instance he's trying to marry Winona Ryder exclusively because he's a pervert.
I assume that's probably part of it.
I mean, like, I don't think that's the main reason.
Yes. But is he mostly a pervert? Also,
yes, absolutely.
But the main reason he's doing it is, like, number one, to live in the real.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, pervert reasons.
Yeah, exactly.
But the number one reason, it's just the perversion's the side.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm fairly sure,
the unintended consequences.
Exactly.
I've tried to find what Beetlejuice is, and he only ever gets referred to as a miscreant.
Well, I just assume because he goes to the afterlife and stuff. He is a, and I think he describes himself at some point as like a ghost that haunts ghosts or something. So,
well, he used to be the former assistant. Sorry, he was the former assistant of Juno, who was the person that's on the Maitland's case.
Oh, okay. So he used to work in the deceased department or whatever. Do we think, what kind of a legacy sequel is this going to be?
Oh, you're right, by the way. If Beetlejuice marries a human, it would enable Beetlejuice to freely cause chaos in the mortal world.
Yeah, I think, again, like we were saying, the pervert part is just one element.
So he likes a bit of a chaos mooch.
Yeah, he likes causing trouble. But do we think, because we get a lot of legacy sequels these days. We talk about them a lot here on the show. Most of them are garbage. And what you get these days, a lot of, you can especially see this with Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Ghostbusters Afterlife.
It was hard to get out for some reason.
Ghost and Bustin' Afterlife.
Ghost and Bustin' making me feel good. is what I've seen people refer to as reverential legacy sequels, which I think is a really apt name, which is like those movies that are like, not only are we making a sequel to Ghostbusters, we are like retroactively turning Ghostbusters into an epic franchise full of epic hooting and hollering moments.
Yeah.
Now,
right. Is
Beetlejuice going to be that kind of legacy sequel? Or is it going to be a legacy sequel where they're like, we're really just trying to make something.
The tone of the original again.
Yeah, matches the tone of the original. Because, like,
well, it is.
If it's the former, I don't think we're getting a lecherous, lascivious, horned up Beetlejuice.
Well, Jackson.
Yeah.
Jenna Ortega is playing Winona Ryder's daughter. So that's a Passing of the Torch movie. If I've ever
heard of one. Big time.
Yeah. I think we're going to get Passing the Torch, but I think we're also going to get, we're going to get lecherous Beetlejuice.
While
the legacy sequels are like, oh, yeah, they're going to do this or that, I don't know. Tim Burton, whilst he hasn't exactly directed good films recently, I just also don't see him as kind of doing that sort of
Frankenweenie is that?
Yeah.
Is like Frankenweenie like a legacy sequel kind of?
It's like that weird because it's from the era of what would we call it? Requels?
What?
It's like a remake that's a sequel.
Oh yes, I know the kind of thing you mean.
Reboot equals.
No. It's sequel and reboot.
Yeah. Where it's somehow both at the same time.
Like, think the 2013 Evil Dead movie. The newest Evil Dead movie.
Where it's like, it is its own new thing,
but it's also very much tied into
the 2013 Evil Dead, which is meant to be like a remake. They go to the cabin in the woods and read the book, but then it turns out. Yeah.
Let's see if I can find any prequel works. Because I know you're right. I think getting the original director back makes it less likely you're going to get that kind of reverential sequel.
And the majority of the cast as well, because you've got Winona Ryder back, Catherine O'Hara back. So
yeah, but I don't know if that's a guarantee. Ghostbusters Afterlife is a lot of the original cast, and it looks like it stinks like a horse.
Yeah, I know. But like Catherine O'Hara, I like her stuff.
Me too. I like all the people in this. I think they're great.
Yeah.
And I'm glad. I mean, I think he's dead in real life, but the pedophile from the first one is not in this.
Great to have that.
In fact, I wouldn't be shocked if that funeral scene we see at the beginning of the trailer is a funeral for the dad, Lydia's whatever his name was.
Michael or something like that.
The guy who was
Mr. Deets.
Yeah, Mr. Rooney. Was he Rooney in Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Mm-hmm. Bonk, bonk,
chicka chicka.
Bonk, bonk,
chicka chicka. Chicka chicka. He's really gonna get home, hey?
Yeah. He really, really does.
Yeah. So I'm glad he's not back. And I do like that the cast is returning.
The production's really weird.
Yeah.
So, yeah. In 1990, they were going to make... It's not called Beetlejuice Goes to Hawaii. It's called Beetlejuice Goes Hawaiian.
That's a very funny title.
It followed the Deets family moving to Hawaii, where Charles is developing a resort. They soon discover that his company is building on the burial ground of an ancient Hawaiian kahuna.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit comes back from the afterlife to cause trouble, and Beetlejuice becomes a hero by winning a surf contest with magic.
I can see that movie.
Keaton and Ryder agreed to do the film on the condition that Burton directed, but both Burton and Keaton became occupied with Batman Returns.
Oh, okay.
Then after the Batman Returns was finished, Beetlejuice Goes Hawaiian was back on the cards. Tim Burton seen Heathers and was like, whoo, that's a good fucking movie.
Yeah, nice fucking movie.
Winona Ryder, love your stuff still.
Yeah.
And then he's like, actually, the writer of Heathers, how about you rewrite some of Beetlejuice Goes Hawaiian?
Okay.
And then that happens. Mm-hmm. And then in August 93, the producer hired things take a turn.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot this name was attached. Yeah, so a producer ends up hiring a writer who writes for Saturday Night Live to rewrite it. Warner Brothers then approaches Kevin Smith to rewrite the script.
Oh, yeah.
But Kevin Smith...
I was wondering, what's giving him too. This? Because I'm like, what are you talking... Unfortunately, by the way, Charles, and the real actor, the...
Yeah.
He's not dead, unfortunately.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
Kevin Smith later joked that his response was, didn't we... he turned it down because he wanted to do Superman Lives.
Oh, yeah.
And then he was like, didn't we say all we needed to say in the first Beetlejuice? Must we go tropical? But I think that was a joke.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I hope that was a joke.
Must we go tropical?
Must we
go tropical? Yeah. I'm assuming it lay dormant for...
It gets to 97. Everyone's still keen, but they've decided Winona Ryder's too old.
Well, I guess they weren't because...
you can't play a kid and you can't play a mother. You're like, how old would you have been?
Like early 20s at that
point? Too old.
And it's owned by the Geffen Company was owned by the Geffen Company, which in 98 get consumed by someone, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess with Winona Ryder, the script as written would be for Beetlejuice and... So they would have to, like, well...
Like, you know, you're going to be the 17
We'd have to rewrite a bunch of stuff, hire a new actor if we wanted to do it with you as the script is, so actually, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
What the fuck? Winona Ryder's born in 71, so yeah, she was 17 in the first Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 1997, she would have been a whopping...
If only we were
26.
Yeah. Gosh. But I get it, because it's still, if, you know, you
I guess
ideally in that situation you would go from 1 to 2 pretty quickly,
yeah.
So that you could keep
not ten years,
yeah. So, whatever they could do it, and clearly they've figured it out now. But
well, yeah, because they've made her
the
mother. She's mom now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So yeah, then nothing happens. The writer of Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter and Dark Shadows gets brought in to write and produce a sequel to Beetlejuice in 2012?
Mm-hmm. No. Dark Shadows is a good film.
Yeah,
everyone
I think I did.
Oh, yeah,
really
and Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Great movie.
Good
I
film.
Have
everyone
no doubt.
Loves.
Yeah, so that was September 2011. Those two movies come out. And then I'm guessing that he got fired.
Okay. Fabulous stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gentleman fired, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
So those two movies that I said come out in 2012. And also in 2012, he says, I don't want to be the guy that destroys the legacy and the memory of the first film. I would rather die.
Okay.
I'd rather just not make it. I'd rather just throw the whole thing away than make something that pays no respect and doesn't live up to even close to the legacy of the first film.
Mm-hmm.
The story would be set in real time. In a real time frame from 1988. It would be a true 26 to 27 year later sequel. What's great is that for Beetlejuice, time means nothing in the afterlife, but for the world outside, it's a different story.
Okay. So he would, yeah, sure.
Okay.
Winona Ryder is like, yeah, I'm in. Mm-hmm. Burton's like, I love working with Michael Keaton. Mm-hmm. He's the only Beetlejuice.
Yeah. You probably wouldn't recast him, yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
No. You wouldn't get somebody new.
Then in the very next year.
Yeah.
So in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, that guy that I said quit didn't quit.
Okay.
In 2015, he's like, the script's done.
All right.
And we're going to start filming Beetlejuice.
Okay.
And then 6 months later...
He's like, the script's not done?
6 months later, Winona Ryder's like, I'm reprising my role.
Yeah.
And then 6 months after that, Burton's like, I'm not coming back.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
And then the next year, he walks it back and he's like, oh,
I'm back.
I might do it.
Okay.
And then...
Uh-huh.
That was 20... What the fuck happened between 20...
I know there was a writer's strike. No, the actor's strike.
Oh,
that
yeah.
delayed it further.
Yeah, but
that was...
this is all... That last update of this movie was 2017.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
What the...
he's getting...
Then at the start of April 2019, they're like, oh, we've shelved it.
Yeah, okay. Classic. Okay.
Warner Brothers were like, no. We've shelved that sequel.
Warner Brothers loves doing that shit.
And then in February 2022, it's back.
Okay, cool.
Then they film it. Burton returns as a director.
So this is based on the script from the Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter guy.
I'm guessing so.
I suppose so. Well, that would make sense because the way he pitched it was like it's set in real time. So, you know, it is set the amount of years after the first movie that have occurred since the first movie. And now we're getting Beetlejuice is finally free, and now he's back in the real.
Yeah.
Presumably.
Yes.
And I think because they're calling it Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, they are leaving it open for a third movie called Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Surely.
Willem Dafoe is apparently in the movie, and he accidentally leaked some plot spoilers.
Oh, okay. Whoa. Intriguing.
He is a character in the art. He's that his character is an afterlife police officer who used to be a B-movie action star in life before dying in an accident,
okay,
with his skills leading him to become a detective within the realm.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So he's playing a detective solving a crime?
Potentially.
But an afterlife crime?
Well, yeah, because there's a lot of rules that the couple originally they break, that they sort of talk about, like, you were photographed with them.
Not allowed to be photographed. Kind of stuff. Yeah.
So I'm guessing there's some, like, clearly there's some crimes that Beetlejuice has done.
Yeah.
Because also they're, like, one of the crimes is like, you tried to free Beetlejuice.
Don't do that. You can't be doing that.
Yeah. Because also, like, I don't know how much, because I don't really remember the first film. Like, did Beetlejuice, how did he get prisoned in the Model Tower?
I don't think they explain it.
You know, why is he the only kind of, like, miscreant?
I don't think
that you need to be like Beetlejuice. No one else you need to kind of mention.
No. I don't think it's explained in the movie.
Is he the sort of, like, on the run? Is he a criminal that maybe Dafoe is chasing, as it were?
I think
it is confirmed that the headstone you see in the trailer is of Pedophile Man.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I figured. Because
Charles Dietz. Pedophile in real life.
Yeah, because the mom is there and everybody's there, so I thought it would be him. Mm. I feel like there's some sort of this implication with Beetlejuice in the first movie that he is haunting the model. It's sort of like he's moved into the model rather than he's trapped in the model. I would imagine that Beetlejuice, the way this would work is that he's finally gotten to the end of his, like, his ticket's been called. Then maybe they're like, sorry, Beetlejuice, you got to go to jail or whatever. and so then he escapes, and then Willem Dafoe's got to try and catch him.
That's very funny. We're almost like, okay, cool. Been to jail, who the ill?
I think that's a funny gag where he's like, waited this time, and he's like, right, time to talk about what's going to happen. And they're like, yeah, you're going to jail. You're going to ghost jail because of all the crimes you did.
It is pretty funny to open the movie with just Beetlejuice still sitting there holding the same number.
I hope
number.
They do, yeah.
Yeah.
And then they finally call it, and they'll be like, 1,005, whatever it is, like 10 million, blah, 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 blah.
Well, the poster for the movie does reference that exact scene. Yeah, I remember
it was like the first teaser poster was his number, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, with the release date.
Yeah.
Would it be something like either, would be funnier.
And the tagline is the wait is almost over on the teaser poster.
Yeah.
Like he calls the number, he goes up, and then it's like, all right, to jail. Or like, don't do that again.
All right. You're free to go. Yeah. True. Because then, the reason I was saying going to jail is because then I think you need him to escape or commit a crime again so that this Willem Dafoe detective ghost can come and find him.
Okay. There is a couple of hints in the cast.
Okay.
At least we get evidence that time has passed.
Yes.
Beetlejuice, Michael Keaton, obviously. Mm-hmm. Winona Ryder, Lydia Deetz, we know that.
Mm-hmm.
Catherine O'Hara.
Mm-hmm.
Delilah Deeds, again, we know that. Jenna Ortega, Astrid Deeds, Lydia's daughter.
Yes.
Justin Theroux plays a person called Rory. Doesn't matter who that is. Rory could be the highlight. Who knows? Yeah. We don't know yet.
It could be.
Monica
Rory's
Belushi.
Movie. Okay.
Is playing Beetlejuice's wife.
Whoa! Okay. That's intriguing. Well, then, what about this for the plot?
Okay.
Dad dies. Uh-huh. And they move back into that house because obviously they've not lived there for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
They move back into the house and who should be there but Beetlejuice's wife. Beetlejuice's wife goes up to Winona Ryder and is like, you tried to steal my man. Winona Ryder's like, no, I didn't. She's like, yeah, you got married to him.
Yeah,
and she's like, I'm not. And she's like, you son of a bitch. And then she's sort of like a problem as well. And then they've got to find Beetlejuice to get divorced.
How?
I think, honestly, based on the casting.
Yeah.
There is a chance that Monica, Beetlejuice's wife and Beetlejuice are both very horned up in the movie.
Yeah. That's awesome. I hope they are.
Yeah. I was just like, could it be something like the crime, one of the many crimes is like bigamy?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like, you tried to get married while you're already married.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You can't do that.
Beetlejuice.
Who do you think you are?
Yeah.
I think what happens is we probably get the movie opening of like, just like the shot of the waiting room, the person calls out a number that goes for ages.
Yeah.
Funny joke. And then we don't see it because it's a legacy sequel.
Funny that over the opening credits too, just in the background, like five, six, yeah. You know, just because yeah. It's such a long number.
I think that there is a chance that we don't see Beetlejuice straight off the bat. Yep. It's probably shot in a way where he'll stand up and you'll get like the silhouette from behind because it is a legacy sequel. So you don't want to blow your load by showing the character that everyone knows is in the movie because it's a movie about them.
Yes. We see he's like his pants legs as he walks off.
And then we probably cut to the people that are still living in the alive world. Because the funeral, but then also the funeral is a good place to introduce the characters.
I think the funeral is how it'll start for the alive characters.
Because you can't
and then I
have
think
pre-funeral because then Fuckwit is in it and he's confirmed to not be in the movie.
Yeah.
Although Bern Gorman's in the movie. Owen from Torchwood.
Yeah. He's the priest.
I think it'll definitely have open with the funeral and then I'll moving back in or temporarily staying in the Beetlejuice house.
Yeah.
And I also thinking about the only line we hear Beetlejuice say in the trailer, which is, the juice is loose. Mm. I think that could be when he finally, his number's called, they're like, we're sending you back to jail, i.e. the model or whatever. Mm. Then he's trapped in the model again.
Mm. Yeah.
Or Mrs. Beetlejuice will be trapped in the model, which I could see as well. Mm. I could see like one of those model shots from the first one, but it's Mrs. Beetlejuice. I don't know.
You know, like a model motel
thing. Yeah, yeah. Or like kind of doing like kind of weird sort of lascivious, I don't know what this would be, but like lascivious, horny versions of 50s housewife things.
Yeah.
Can't you kind of just picture
like dusting,
that?
But in a tiny skirt?
Yeah, but not horny. Somehow she's horny. It's not like they're, you know what I'm trying? Yeah, I don't know what.
It's horny for she's sitting on a washing machine?
yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know either, dude. You're on your own here.
Or like pulling out a casserole and it's full of eyes or whatever.
How is that horny?
That's not horny. He's just doing like disgusting versions of 1950s housewife things. Okay. Not that being horny is disgusting. It's awesome.
I don't know.
I don't know what you're trying to say. I thought I had got what you were trying to say, but now I have no idea.
I overshot.
I overshot. Basically, what Keaton was doing.
Yeah, pretty much.
But like, you know, like a lecherous version of Keaton, but it's also, it's like, these two were made for each other.
Well, I guess I was kind of imagining something where it's like, it's Beetlejuice's wife, and then you're like, oh my gosh, she's just like Beetlejuice. Yeah, like, it's kind of like a bit of a reveal, but.
Because I can imagine, like, it's the, for some reason, the Charles or whatever is died, but yeah, they're back at that place. Maybe he tried to do, or they tried to make, redo that whole town.
Yeah.
Or whatever it was, which is why they're, you know, they're burying him there.
Mm.
Or maybe it's because of his terrible financial decisions. All they have left is the Beetlejuice house.
Oh, yeah, true.
So now, like, you know, this is where they have to go now.
Yeah,
and so then you have, like, the grandma, the mother and the daughter all converging to, like, you know, having to have the same place. He's going to do Schitt's Creek, but...
Maybe.
Catherine O'Hara's like, I know this. Yeah. I can do this again.
I can do this.
Yeah, but I can see that. Yeah, it's like an inheritance or whatever. Yeah.
It's also an American Pie sequel.
Oh, nice. Everyone fucks a pie.
Yeah.
Every single cast member does it.
And or a flute.
Yeah.
Awesome. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Who's going to be the main character of this movie?
I want to say Jenna Ortega.
Beetlejuice.
But, well, yes.
I don't think so. Nah, Beetlejuice is barely in the world. He's not
you're right.
I feel like it's going to be Jenna Ortega. Because I think there's going to be...
Rory fella?
Yeah, Rory. It's Rory's movie. Well, because I can imagine a thing where Winona Ryder, they have to move into the house.
Mm-hmm.
And Winona Ryder is like, don't go upstairs. Because she's like, I don't fucking know. Beetlejuice might still be there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go upstairs. Stay away.
Yeah.
And then you get a kind of similar thing to what happens in the movie where Jenna Ortega goes upstairs, meets Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice is like, hey, I'm not a problem. I'm a fucking cool guy. And she's like, oh, okay. And it's like, you know, he tricks her like he tricked Winona Ryder.
Is Jenna Ortega the one standing at the table when he says the juice is loose?
So.
Or is it...
I thought it was.
Or is it Winona Ryder?
Let's say yes.
I think it's Winona Ryder.
Okay.
I think Jenna Ortega will be a supporting character.
Is that like maybe dad?
Yeah, I was wondering that too.
He's played by Justin Theroux.
How old he? Suitable for Winona Ryder?
Yeah. He makes sense as Winona Ryder husband?
Let's say yes.
I can see that. I can see, what about
Winona
this?
Winona Ryder and Catherine O'Hara reprise their roles as I'm sorry, I'm just reading this to get, we'll just get the wording from how Entertainment Weekly is reporting.
Okay.
while Burton's Wednesday star Jenna Ortega.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com. Promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Plays Lydia's daughter Astrid, and the leftovers star Justin Theroux plays Rory. Further details on Rory remain under wraps for now.
Bad.
Who's Rory? That's what the people want to know.
Yeah.
Who's Rory?
He's Beetlejuice's kid.
Whoa, baby Beetlejuice.
Yeah. It's actually a sneaky, another legacy passing the torch.
There's a new Beetlejuice.
Buster Jenner, Buster Justin.
And a new, oh my God, imagine. Yeah.
Justin Theroux is 52 years old.
Okay. It could work.
Winona Ryder is currently...
She'd be like... Mm-hmm.
52 yeah. years old.
There you go.
She's a bit too old for Justin. You should probably. Michael, how old's Jenna? That's probably right.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Jenna is 20.
That makes sense. That in the whole, yeah, that's makes sense.
That's a Hollywood couple right there.
She's 20. She's sense. 21.
What about 21. The maybe it this? Mm-hmm. Rory. What if it's not frickin' pedophile's grave?
Mm-hmm. It's confirmed that it is. Like, you can see it in the trailer, apparently.
What if it's not?
But if it's not?
Yeah. I was going to say, what if Rory has died? Maybe
rest in
prior
peace.
To the film opening,
yeah.
But him a ghost.
Yeah.
And we get a similar thing where he's like, I want to stick around in this house.
Mm.
But, and, you know, and Jenna Ortega's like, that's my dad.
Yeah.
Keep him alive as a ghost that I can still see him and hang out with him.
Yeah.
I reckon Winona Ryder and Rory, so. Lydia
Dietz.
Yeah. Lydia. My brain keeps...
Dietz nuts. Go on.
The reason I keep stumbling over Lydia is when I look at it, my brain second guesses itself and was like, you want to say Linda? And I'm like, no, it's Lydia.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I reckon Lydia and Rory are divorced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Astrid is mm-hmm. salty as about it.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe they got to sell their house. So that, you know, they got to split the money.
What? But she gets, what happened they get their to house, the fucking house?
They get their house in the death yeah. of Charles or whatever. But they need to split it.
The movie ends with them having the house.
Yeah,
so
I know.
Why would they have the house?
They have the house.
Yeah.
They just now have to sell the house because, you know, got to...
Charles
you know,
is dead.
I want half.
Yeah.
Mm. Or maybe it's the kind of situation where Charles and Mama Dietz have had a divorce at some point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that nobody lives in that house anymore, or he just lived in the house alone.
Yeah.
And then when he dies, it's like, well, that's his house. Mm-hmm. Maybe the family's fallen on hard times. Maybe Lydia doesn't have anywhere to stay after divorcing Rory.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, we can move into this house.
Yeah.
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 And also, maybe if they make them divorced, I mean, because it's kind of like a known thing that the actor was a bad dude. It could be like a weird,
mm-hmm.
we're completely separating our characters from him.
Yeah. Turns out he was a son of a bitch,
yeah,
motherfucker,
sack of shit.
Yeah. Yeah, he was sack, that's what I'm thinking. Like, he's a big sack of shit, and like, all we have left now is this house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that sucks.
So
and
they
then,
move
like,
in.
You know, Catherine O'Hara's moved in, and then it's just like, one of the writers come in. Mm. I'm also getting divorced from my sack of shit.
It's a big divorce house.
And, you know, or it's like, oh, her and the husband and the kid come live with grandmama.
Catherine
O'Hara could be like, I've missed you. Come stay.
Yeah, true.
I'm Grandma O'Hara now.
Stay a while.
It'll be good. It's... Remember this place? We sung so many good songs.
The banana boat song.
Yeah, daylight coming.
big tarantula, remember?
Yeah.
They put a big tarantula in the bananas. Yeah. I haven't eaten a banana since. I'm so scared.
Exactly. I can't eat prawns without thinking about human hands. Yeah. It's terrifying. It
fucks my life up.
Do you reckon Alec Baldwin or Gina Davis will be in this?
Well, I was wondering that too, because at the end of the first movie, it's like, oh my God, Winona Ryder gets to live here with her sort of surrogate parents, the ghosts, and they get to spend every day together, and it's wonderful. It's like she's the daughter they never had, and they're the parents she never had. But now, and the implication is that because Beetlejuice has been dealt with, they can haunt the house forever. But, yeah.
Well, I think,
I mean, at some point,
Alec Baldwin killed the woman.
Yeah. He couldn't reprise that role because of that and dealing with all the lawsuits. So I think having Gina Davis and not Alec Baldwin would be like the characters.
Would be smart.
Would be smart, but also then you didn't, I don't know, would you have to like, no, I guess recast?
I think all you got to do is just be like, no ghost can stay here forever. They faded away. I think that's fine.
Filming.
You do a thing where you're like, well, Winona Ryder had to leave at some point. And so without Winona Ryder there, they had nothing to stick around.
Yeah, she went away. She graduated. She
had to grow up at some point. Blah, blah, blah. So they left.
You know, Andy's toys in an attic.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, well, we're not played with anymore. Yeah. Time to go. Time to leave. Okay. I think that's fine. Yeah. I think you don't need them.
I don't think
there.
You need them there.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, like, why is anyone calling in Beetlejuice?
Alec Baldwin could be in the movie.
I don't think he will.
I don't think he is.
No, because the gap.
Yeah, I know he could, but I still don't think he will.
Oh, so then like they might have filmed it and like maybe not.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Has he done anything since?
I just don't think it's necessary.
Yeah,
for
plus
the movie.
Like, you know.
Yeah, but it's a remember when.
Well, I don't know. That's what I'm curious about this movie. I don't know if it is a remember when.
Yeah, I think you've got these characters that like, you know, yes, it makes sense timeline wise, but like I think with those ghosts, you're like, oh, they've moved
so
on.
So easy to explain.
So
them
they
away.
Moved on.
Yeah.
And you're kind of like, well, what are they getting Beetlejuice for? Because again, the first one they called upon his services to get rid of the deets.
Yeah.
And then they're like, "Wow, you're worse than this."
Yeah, yeah. So that's, oh god, bring the deets
daisies.
Back. Bring the deets back.
Bring the deets. So then it's like, yeah, why would anyone get Beetlejuice?
Well, I imagine that this will be more about what Beetlejuice wants.
Okay,
that would be my theory. I think Beetlejuice is trapped in the model, and maybe his wife's there, and he's sick of her.
Yeah, she keeps sitting on the washing machine, whacking off, fucking a pie or whatever.
Yeah. But at the same time, Willem Dafoe's ghost cop is also looking for him, and he's like, "I got to get out of here." So instead of somebody coming to him, I think he's going to effectively seduce Jenna Ortega into summoning him, so that he can then escape or something like that.
This,
like, you got to hide me, and then oh man, I think the reveal of Monica Bellucci as the wife is like, we got to go somewhere, and then Beetlejuice goes there, and it's
my
like,
ex-wife,
my ex-wife, you know, as opposed to
it's weird. It's something I just thought about, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, I guess they don't have to do this. So pedophile man has died.
Yeah.
The first movie opened with couple dying. They come back as ghosts.
Yeah.
No, he's confirmed he is not appearing in the movie.
Okay, but it just feels
like as in it was addressed pretty much straight away.
Well, that's good.
Killing off a character rather than like a divorce and just being like, he's a bad man.
Or that he died
gone.
A long time ago somewhere else.
Well, because the people that it's like not everyone turned to ghosts. It's just more of those with unfinished business, right?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah, but then what was the fucking first fellas, what was their unfinished?
They were building a house.
They were newleweds, I think.
They were in the middle of the house.
They shouldn't have driven off that bridge. They should have run over the whole
Yeah, wanted,
it's a Harambe incident, really, where it's sad that the ape died, but it's better for an ape to die than a human child to die, and it would have been better...
On the cosmic scale, their lives are worth less.
Yeah. And it would have been better for Alec Baldwin and Gina Davis to hit that dog.
I don't know.
On the cosmic scale.
You know, two human lives, one dog.
Yeah.
Was it a young dog? I don't know.
It doesn't look like it.
Did the dog go on to do great things?
I don't think so.
I doubt it. That dog didn't even give a shit that it just killed two people.
That dog never appeared in the movie again. So what does that tell you?
Yeah.
What do we think? So Willem Dafoe's character.
Yes.
Is a sort of...
We actually have his name. It is, I think, Wolf Johnson.
Okay.
Wolf Johnson.
Wolf Johnson. Is a sort of undead, sort of bounty hunter,
Wolf Johnson, yes,
detective.
Yeah.
Do we think, what is it, Beetlejuice, for the crimes he's done over the course of his life? Is that
Oh my God, it's Wolf Jackson.
Whoa!
Or or could it be something like maybe it's the ex-wife or the wife has like hired him to track down Beetlejuice? True. Maybe Beetlejuice went on the lam years and years.
It would be a funny reveal that Beetlejuice lives in that model.
To get away from alimony or something?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He doesn't want to pay alimony. And then his wife coming and being like, we're still married. You're trying to marry other people. You can't be doing that.
You're going to jail.
Yeah, maybe like that's like, yeah, Defoe's trying to hunt this guy down. Yeah. And that's why he's like, oh, yeah, he finally gets his ticket. What's your name? Beetlejuice. That sends up like a whole like, you know,
list of offenses, you know,
bureaucracy type thing of like that name is now in a computer, which is then like looked into that, whatever. Willem Dafoe sitting in his afterlife desk office is like, bing, Beetlejuice alert. They're like, ah, Beetlejuice alert. And then, yeah, he's on the hunt for Beetlejuice. Mm. And Beetlejuice is like, uh-oh.
I gotta get out of here.
I gotta go on the lam.
What do you think will be, because this will be surely an iconic scene in the movie, when Beetlejuice's name is said three times for the first time?
Yeah.
Because I can imagine it being the kind of thing where it's like...
I think
like,
it's the scene we see in the trailer.
Do they just say Beetlejuice, 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 and he turns up?
Well, yeah.
Because I just wasn't sure if it was a kind of thing.
No, no, no. As in, like, they don't... You don't see that in the trailer, but where he comes up and he's like, the juice is loose.
Absolutely. Yeah. But what I mean is that you can imagine over the course of, like, the first quarter of the movie, somebody drops a Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Then they drop a second Beetlejuice.
And they're going to do the community thing.
Don't say it again. No, no. You drop, like, say Jenna Ortega says Beetlejuice once.
Like, yeah, it's like you can't go up there. Like, you know,
don't go up, don't say. Don't go up there. Don't like, go up, see Beetlejuice.
Who's Beetlejuice? Don't say the name.
Don't say it again. Then they say, I just want to know who Beetlejuice is. And they're like, you can't say it a third time. And then later on, it'll be that, like, oh shit moment when they drop Beetlejuice accidentally or whatever. And he's suddenly.
So, like, what happens in Community?
That's not what happens in Community.
Yeah, the joke of the Beetlejuice.
No, in Community, somebody says it over like, in an episode, then another episode later, and then a third episode.
And then Beetlejuice walks by.
He walks by in the background.
He's more saying, I think if I'm right. You're saying that like someone's like, well, you can't go up there. Like, you know, well, who's this Beetlejuice character? Don't say his name.
Yeah.
Movie. Someone comes in. They're like, Beetlejuice.
No.
And then in the final, it's like Beetlejuice.
And then they say that, and it's like a moment because you know the tension of don't say Beetlejuice the third time.
I'm just clarifying him.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be like a maybe the first one is a Beetlejuice like but then like I don't think it's going to be an accident.
Okay.
He looks like she's like a Beetlejuice coming back.
Yeah. Or not even an accident. She's like, bit like she's saying, you know, defiantly. Beetlejuice, and then blah, 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 blah.
I think it's more of a deliberate thing, not even a defiant thing. I don't know because you were thinking it is Winona that says.
I think it'll be Winona.
So she's summoning Beetlejuice on purpose.
Yeah,
maybe something happens with like, say, the kid gets Jenny gets kidnapped by future ghost. No, why future? Sure, let's go with that. Future ghost,
a future ghost.
Yeah, from Hawaii.
What do
from
you mean?
I don't. What do I mean? Fuck it. I'm doubling down.
Someone who died in the future has come back.
Sure,
as a
let's
ghost.
Go with that. Yeah. So
that'd be crazy to find out.
Hang on.
Jenny gets taken by maybe a ghost or Rory, like, or something like that.
Oh,
or maybe she's again. It's she's losing control of, like, you know, custody or something like that. Her, you know, she can't turn to her mum because, like, maybe the mum is distraught because child is dead. If we're not going to be like, he was a piece of shit.
True, true.
Could be like, I can't go to anybody, whatever, like this. Ah, I can't go to my previous dead parents who, you know, helped me because they've passed on.
Yeah.
I know I shouldn't do this. I know I shouldn't. Mm. But the only person right now I can trust that can help me out. Is you, Beetlejuice.
It could be even a thing where...
I'm just double-checking in the trailer again just to make sure...
That it is.
Winona.
Could be a thing where Jenna Ortega has gone into the ghost dimension.
Oh, yeah.
And you could get a portion of the film that takes place, like, on the other side, which could be interesting. Just,
maybe getting all them sand wounds.
Yeah, yeah.
Like desert planet.
And then it's like, well, I don't know how to navigate it. My ghost parents are dead. But Beetlejuice, this is your bread and butter.
Yeah.
And Beetlejuice is like, I'll do it. But he's like, fuck, in there is the detective or whatever that's gonna come out of retirement to do it or something.
Could you do something like, my divorced piece of shit husband, ex-husband, you know, he's taking the kid or whatever's happened, whatever it might be.
Mm.
And like the only person she can feel she can turn to is Beetlejuice. And then he's like, yes, Beetlejuice. And then it's like, hey, I need to help me, give my girl back. And he's like, I will help you get your daughter back. If you marry me. Freshly divorced, you see. So much more lecherous bullshit going on.
Yeah.
And then that's when you can, like, you know, the ex-wife can also be like, well, you piece of shit at some point.
Whatever. Yeah.
Maybe anyone, you know, like, even, like, you could do the whole, like, if anyone objects to this wedding, I do. He's married. He's
my
a piece
husband.
Of...
So do we think that, are they not just going to do the same thing again? more ghosts and...
It's really hard to tell. Yeah. From the trailer we've got so far, I can't tell if this is a reverential Remember the Thing movie or if this is a, like an earnest attempt at
it's
a sequel.
It's just like, hey, we're just doing the same thing again.
Or not necessarily doing the same thing again, but it's just like, hey, you want more Beetlejuice? Yeah, here's more Beetlejuice.
Doing his thing.
Because
the juice is loose is funny. And he does this with his hands.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it has the potential to be quite an enjoyable, funny movie.
Yeah.
I think that's entirely possible that this could be good. I'm not discounting that, which I can't say about a lot of movies. But I think this has the potential to be a lot of fun. You know, if they keep the spirit of the original Beetlejuice alive.
Yeah.
And they don't just do that thing where they just, if it's not a Ghostbusters Afterlife,
they're just trying to pass the torch. And
or just like, I don't know. Like a movie.
So hollow.
It's just like fake, super, I don't know. I don't know whatever Ghostbusters Afterlife is, dude. I don't know what's happening there.
I think we're just going to get like, you know, there'll be some like echoes of the original, maybe even echoes of the same sort of plot. And like beat kind of stuff. Maybe even that, I don't remember where the deets were in terms of turning the whole community into whatever it is. But maybe it's to do with the fact that, now that the father is dead, as in like, you know, Charles or whatever, now all this can, so things are now a bit more at risk of now turning into a big supermarket-y type progression, blah, 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 whatever it is. And so it's like, oh, hey, you know, Beetlejuice, it's things are going to get bad for you as well.
Mm. Well, something I keep thinking about is the Vampire Lincoln, Abraham Hunter. Mm-hmm. He was saying,
my name's Lincoln, I'm a vampire, and I hunt Abrahams. Only at night, though. Sun will burn me. Don't you worry. Is there an Abraham you need
to go? No, Abraham is safe.
Yeah, smart.
What I keep thinking about is that his original, something he said, was he's like, time has passed for everyone else, but not for Beetlejuice.
Yep.
He's coming to a world he doesn't understand. Now, will there be something where they're like, Beetlejuice, you cannot be so lecherous anymore. None of this. You know what I mean?
You'll get canceled.
You'll get
Beetlejuice.
Like kind of, is there going to be some element of that? And I guess in a weird way, with the addition of girl Beetlejuice, i.e. Mrs. Beetlejuice, are people going to say this movie's woke? Is Beetlejuice woke?
Like, Beetlejuice, stop. 70-year-old Beetlejuice, stop trying to come on to 20-something-year-old Jenna Ortega.
You cannot do that.
We got to look at your public image. You got to marry wife.
You really cannot.
You need wife Beetlejuice. Age appropriate.
In 2024, you cannot be behaving like this.
Maybe it'll actually be a victory for the right, and maybe Beetlejuice's wife will be the excellent trad wife.
That would be crazy.
Yeah.
But maybe. He's like, here's some freshly baked bread, my king.
Yeah. You're allowed to go out there and ogle. That is what men do.
Yeah, exactly. I will stay home and look after the ranch.
Yes.
I get gender roles, dude. Men ogle, women run ranches.
That makes sense. Yeah. Do you think we're going to get like another sort of like a resurgence of sort of the goth kind of aesthetic?
That would be goths in my house all of a sudden. So I reckon they're coming back anyway.
Goths?
Yeah, like raver goths.
Well,
like,
that's still crazy.
It's still goth, but it's not like cure goth. It's like...
I get like rave goth, where it's like
big pants.
Shoes.
Yeah.
Well, Jenna Ortega, I mean, like, you know, Wednesday's kind of like it's creeping in. That was thing.
That was TikTok goth.
Yeah, TikTok goth. Yeah. So like, there's a, I don't know. It's
on.
It's,
we're gonna get a bit of a resurgence. Maybe in goth. Sort of goth culture.
Do we think Beetlejuice after this, is another question to sort of tie into the end of that, will become a big Halloween costume that people do?
Nah, I don't think this movie's going to do well at all.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, I think that it's probably going to be, and I hate to come in here and be negative, especially to a sequel to a film that I love.
Yes.
But I think that this is going to be too much of like, it's just going to be Ghostbusters Afterlife, but not necessarily, or like Ghostbusters Afterlife and Ghostbusters 2016 at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Where it's like they try to thread the needle, but instead the thread splits in half and goes around the needle.
The kind of thing where you're like the sense of humor is a more modern sense of humor than the first movie had, which is not at all in line with what made the first movie so enjoyable.
Okay.
But at the same time, they're like, we got to build a franchise here.
Yeah.
So they try to add some of that Ghostbusters Afterlife epicness to it.
What are some of the comments of the
trailer? Really good question. Let's find out what the people are...
Yeah, what are the people
saying? That could kind of, you know...
not the best in terms of
no,
like,
but it gets...
It'll be able to tell what the hype levels are like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Beetlejuice Medusa, 16 million views. That's a pretty good start 3 weeks
it's
ago.
Nothing.
Yeah, like some of the reading down. I mean, and like people, there's no
nothing
huge
obviously negative
comments.
Yeah,
people love how it's called Beetlejuice
people
instead of just part two.
People liking Michael
I think that
Keaton.
Is fun. I like that too.
Michael Keaton is one of the most underrated actors of the past 40 years. I don't think
the
dude
has not been playing this character for 36 years and in one sentence makes me nostalgic and extremely happy to see him.
Michael Keaton is one of the most underrated actors. Underrated. What do you mean?
It took Michael Keaton 36 years to grow his head back again for this part.
That's funny. I like that it's called Beetlejuice too. I think that's a very fun title. I think that's great. I think it's inspired.
2023, Michael Keaton returns to Batman. 2024, Michael Keaton returns to Beetlejuice. I am hyped.
I think I found the worst one that I hate.
Yeah.
Jenna Ortega is collecting horror IP reboots like they're Infinity Stones.
That's awesome.
I wish my mom lived long enough to see this. She loved Beetlejuice. She passed away just... last month at 63. Rest in peace, Mom.
Bro. Dying before Beetlejuice 2 comes out? That sucks. Do you think if she'd known, she would have held on longer?
All right.
Yeah. Now I want an Edward Scissorhands sequel too.
No,
another Tim Burton film.
You don't. You want Mordecai too.
Oh, yeah, you do. My new favorite four words, the juice is loose. People loving the juice is loose.
People are
Beetlejuice, the juice is loose. 90s kids freaking out.
Yeah.
I'm a 90s kid. I'm actually, no, that doesn't make... It's 80s kids that are freaking out. We're like the oldest 90s kid could be.
Yeah, that's
Zama's
true.
An 80s kid.
I'm like, yeah, barely.
Yeah.
What?
Like, again, when this came out, I would have been, like, what, 4?
No, that's what I mean.
I know.
Like, they're like 90s kids freaking out. That means that comment was left by someone that I reckon was born in, like, 2005.
I think you're 100%.
Right. I think you're right.
Again, like, 80s, it's like, it's people that were born, like, in the 70s that saw this film.
Or,
like, 80. Like, is it 1980?
Yeah.
Do we think this, so you don't think this is going to get a...
I love when he said, it's juicing time.
Mm.
This is going to be a new reoccurring segment on Baseless Speculation, I feel. Remembering that trailers have comments and reading them and being like, damn.
Oh, yuck. Yeah.
Although it's cool that guy's mom died. It's not cool as in awesome for him, but...
It's funny that he mentioned it.
Yeah. Funny to see that Beetlejuice 2 is going out and that's the first thing you think of.
Damn. Wish
mom would have loved this.
Well, look, I mean, like, it recently happened. You're watching this. It was one of my mom's favorite films. I get it.
Of course.
It's fair enough.
So you don't think this is going to get a third movie?
No.
Look, I'm an old man. I just got goosebumps. Welcome back, Beetlejuice.
Goosebumps is such a funny thing to get from this trailer.
Goosebumps
from him saying, the juice is loose.
So, like, again, the comments there as a
Beetlejuice place, would love that. Though.
He would, though. It'd get him
like, dude. You getting goosebumps kind of sound a little bit like a bit of cum, and I'm horny for
that. I love
that,
actually. Yeah. Looking at the comments there, as opposed to say, you know, yes, the Ghostbusters stuff is kind of like, well, maybe this might do all right. I don't know.
Hey, I just remembered another movie that was,
actually,
it's a remake of a movie, but it's a television series that was mentioned in the development of Beetlejuice, and that's Heathers.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess spoilers for the television series, Heathers, and the movie, I guess, but everyone anyway, to the movie, there's the school bomb situation.
Yeah.
And that is fixed.
Mm-hmm.
In the television series, the bomb goes off and the whole school goes to heaven.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering if that kind of
that would be fucking awesome.
The school is in heaven.
Yeah.
And, Veronica and JD are stuck in bubbles in hell and can't talk because they blew up a school.
So to be like, we go as left field as possible. All right, let's do the most left field swings for the fences we can possibly conceive of.
It's the school went to heaven, Jackson. The actual school went to heaven.
I'm there, dude.
Okay.
That's insane.
I understand what you're saying.
It's a reference in the first Heathers because it's like maybe in heaven. In one of the suicides of the Heathers, in Heathers, in the funeral in the movie, because I watched the movie kind of recently, they reference it like, in heaven, it's the only place where there's no, everyone's popular or whatever.
Yeah.
So that by them blowing up the school, everyone's popular except them.
Who are
which
in
is
hell.
What the whole thing is.
Yeah.
Yes.
But,
okay.
So, Left is feet. There anything fucked?
Okay. I'm just trying to think of like, okay, you got like, you got sandworms. Mm-hmm.
June? Is it connected to June?
No. Sandworms into real.
Yeah.
Is it secretly what? Is this fucking Beetlejuice Goes Hawaiian?
Oh.
Like maybe they still fucking go to Hawaii.
Fuck, dude.
But why are they in the fucking
Well, man, it's just maybe we've only seen the first third of the movie.
Yeah, but why would they summon Beetlejuice to go to Hawaii? Hey, dad's dead. Fuck this house. We
let's go surfing.
They summon Beetlejuice. Yeah, they're like, we're going on holiday. Yeah. And Beetlejuice
comes
along.
I'm with.
You're a good vibe, Beetlejuice.
Maybe when Winona become Beetlejuice.
Whoa, she takes the Beetlejuice
Winona
mantle.
Winona becomes Beetlejuice. Yes.
Fuck.
Okay. That's good.
Winona become Beetlejuice. And like Paul, she ride the worm.
Okay.
Well, one thing that's interesting about the family dynamic in this is that Catherine, and I know that it's because it's probably at her piece of shit husband's funeral, but she's gothy in this too.
Yeah.
Mm. Winona Ryder is still a goth, and General Ortega also gothy.
Yeah.
So rather than in the first movie where it's like Catherine O'Hara.
Yeah, I was like, oh, my goth daughter freaks me out.
Yeah. It's like my daughter is the same.
Yeah, we're all goths.
So how are they going to do
this? Well, I don't think there'll be as much familial conflict, I reckon. Or if it is, it'll only be that you kept secrets from
me. Or it'll be teaming up because they're going to Hawaii. Maybe the movie's actually very happy.
Yeah, could be.
Because they're going to Hawaii in this.
Hawaii is lovely.
Yeah.
Trying to think if there's any like
this would have been my huge for the swing for the fence is that the ghost theme park happened and this takes place in a world where everyone knows ghosts are real and just like a normal part of everyday life.
Yeah. Well, the ghost theme park happened.
Yeah.
There's an accident on the roller coaster of the ghost theme park which claims lives.
Okay.
And now they're trying to sue
Beetlejuice,
the family. But the family are like, we didn't do shit. We need to get Beetlejuice to spook the cops away.
Or we need the greatest undead lawyer the world has ever seen.
Beetlejuice.
And it's Beetlejuice v. the roller coaster is the secret name of this movie.
Or how about this? Is it like, we want the house, but the original deeds are actually like they're owned by Beetlejuice and his wife. So they have to summon him
to take him to court to get the deeds of the house back. I think any of these are possible.
I am excited for the movie, but I cannot stress enough that the creative team behind it does not fill me with confidence.
No, that is true. That is true. Thinking that the script was written by Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll hit you with the other writers.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't make me, which is a shame, because I want this movie to do good. I like Beetlejuice a lot.
As we've established, there's writers, they have multitudes.
That's true. They
just because you write a stinker. Doesn't mean you can't write a beautiful
movie. So Graham
again, Tim Burton. Mm-hmm. He's made incredible film. And he also made stinker film.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. People can say multitudes. It could be good.
Catherine O'Hara, has she been in anything that I've disliked? Probably. I don't know. Probably.
You've got a long enough career.
Exactly.
The writer of Beetlejuice created the television series Just Beyond. It was cancelled after 8 episodes, I think.
Okay.
Wrote the screenplay and story of Lego Batman.
People love that movie.
But also wrote all of Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
And presumably the other one. Mm-hmm. There's a third one.
Sensibility and Sea Monsters.
Yeah.
Maybe
anyway, not only did he write the fucking screenplay, those are his books.
Oh, that's the guy.
That's the guy.
From memory, I feel like in some other show we looked into him and he's just like really, he was going zombie mode for ages, making a bunch of sort of nothing zombie movies, books, and then he made Pride and Prejudice and Zombies and everybody was like, whoa, he's made literature fun.
And then there's another writer that has, well, one of the other writers created Wednesday.
Okay.
Did Into the Bear, they're a TV guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They created Smallville.
Whoa, somebody save me.
Yeah.
I like this writing team. I think it's going to be good.
And the other writer is, I think, has worked on pretty much the same projects as the,
Honestly,
it's a duo. So it's the Vampire Hunter guy and this duo that made Smallville.
Well, I'm cautiously optimistic. I'll say it.
Wow, he also made the Shannara Chronicles.
Whoa.
Dog shit.
Yeah.
I am number four.
Yes. What are they going to make? I am number five, am I right?
Yeah.
Anyway, on
and
that
Herbie
note,
Fully Loaded.
Great movie. It's going to be the greatest movie of all time.
Yeah.
Shanghai Noon?
Yeah.
Come on. This guy's writing nothing but masterpieces. Time Cop? Bugs!
He made a movie called Bugs.
The TV series Bugs.
Of course.
Yeah, so Beetlejuice 2, it's going to fucking rock. Nice fucking movie. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
This has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we've been the Baseless Speculation Boys. Or sometimes known as the BS Boys.
Sometimes.
Say our name three times, and we'll tell you that movie that's coming out you're excited for will be fine. Goodbye.
See ya.